Today's shir in Mishnah Buriyomi is Daf Lamed Ches Omid Beis, and we begin in the middle of Sif Yud on the second line of the Daf. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, "V'tzarich shiyei hamokum shebekesher shenira ke'ein dalis letzad chutz." So we're talking about the proper placement of the Tefillah Shorosh. So we're talking now about the Kesher, the knot in the back that has the appearance or the shape of a Dalet. Mishnah Berurah bring down elsewhere. There are those that make a double Dalet, so it looks like a Mem, like a rectangle. And he brings down that this should be Litzad Chutz. You have to be sure and careful that the knot doesn't invert itself, so the inside part is facing the outside part is facing the inside. One should be very careful about this. And the Ramah adds, Hagav hu adin b'kesher shel yad, tzarich lizor shelo yisafek. One should be very careful as well about the kesher on the shel yad, that also doesn't invert. We'll see the ritzuas as well. One should be careful not to have them facing the wrong way. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Zayin says, Ki shtei ritzuas yotzos mitoch ha-kesher lamata. Coming out of the back of the shalrosh by the kesher, we know the two ritzuas come down, one on your left, one on your right, which you then place in front of you. Os ha-yotzis misad smol ha-meniach nimsheches l'rochbo kimo gag ha-dalas, v'oso ha-yotzis l'tzad yomim nimsheches b'yoruch lamata kimo regal ha-dalas. So one has to be careful that they come out properly and that they don't get inverted and turned over and that they are then put in front of the person. One especially needs to be careful with the kesher and with the part between the kitzitza, the box of the tefillin, and the kesher. That part especially needs to be made sure that it doesn't invert. Mishnah Berurah then tells you to look in Siman Lamed Beis, Si'if Nun Beis, and over there, you can see this in Dirshu Note 42 as well, he says that some have the minhag to make the kesher in the form of a mem stuma, like a box, like a rectangle. Some call this a double dalet, and that is the minhag of many. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, V'sorosh shiyeh ha-shochor sheberitzuas letzad chus. This is what I was referring to before. Black part of the ritzua, is Aloch Lamosh Misinai, that we blacken one side of the ritzua, the side that's facing away from the body towards the outside world. Some have the custom that they blacken both sides, but certainly you need to blacken one side. The tefillin, the ritzua, should be facing towards the black side, should be facing the world, towards the outside. And v'lo yisavchu, the Mechaber writes, one should be careful that it shouldn't invert. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed Ches writes, v'im nishavchu, if it does invert, if it does reverse itself, midus chasidus ulis anos oliftos bitztoka. The proper approach should be midus chasidus, that one should fast because of this, or should give money to tztoka to replace the fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, this is only a hakpada in certain parts. The only parts where this applies to is the part between the box on your shel rosh, the ketzitza, and the knot. That part of the ritzua needs to be facing the right way. And on the shel yad, only the first winding around the biceps, that has to be facing the right way. That's where this hakpada takes place. Avo masha korech achakach, all the other wrappings after that, became masha mishtal shel lufan of meiritzua shel tefillin shorosh. And those of the ritzuas that are lying in front of you, coming down from your shel rosh, ain't tzarich lahakpid klal shel yisafik. One doesn't have to be so careful with that. Lefish eino meikar mitzvah, that's not the essential part of the mitzvah. However, mikol makom mishum noya mitzvah, the beautification of the mitzvah, roi lahafok shi hashoch litzad chus, one should still be careful to try to have the black part facing outwards, afilu b'moser, even in all the rest. Dirshu Note 46 points out that we have pointed out previously that the Arizal said that the krichos, the wrappings around the arm, are an essential part of the mitzvah, and therefore he would be very makbid as well over here, that the outer part of the shel yad should always be the black side and not have that inverted as well. And even people in Dirshu Note 47, he brings down, who blacken both sides should be careful to keep the proper black side, the one that is supposed to be blackened, always towards the outside. And don't say, well, at least the black side is always towards the outside because you colored both sides. The Mechaber says that this din, as I pointed out, is Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Rosh. In Sivkot Lamites, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hinei b'Shel Yad, Shuroa kishumeniach, you're looking at the Shel Yad when you wind the wrappings around your arm, Yochel Liro Shlo Yisafek Lo Akesh Lo Ritzua. It's much easier to be careful there that the knot doesn't get twisted around and that the Ritzua doesn't get twisted around. However, b'Shel Rosh, which you can't see, Dein Oroa kishumeniach Saviv Rosho, you can't see it as you're placing it on your head. You have to be very careful. Yamashmesh Hetev B'Yodo, Mekoma Tzitza, Therefore, with your hand, you should be very careful to make sure that the Ritzua is facing in the right direction and it's not inverted. He brings this down in the name of the Bach. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Yishal shel haritzuos shu tluyim lefonov v'yagiu ad ha-tabor o lemala mimenu ma'at. He says, you then bring the ritzuos from behind your head, you bring them towards the front of your body, and that the sides, the two ritzuos, should hang down ad ha-tabor, which is the umbilicus, which is also called the belly button, or a little bit above that. In Sivkot and Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says, if hosif al zeh less lemboy, if it goes longer than that, it's certainly okay, not a problem. In Sivkot and Mem Aleph, he says, Ayin b'chidusha b'kiva eger v'chein b'artzus achayim, both the Kiva Eger and the Malbim, say, shel yomim ad ha-tabur, that the right strand, which is lower than the left strand, that hangs down lower than the left side, should go until the belly button, and the small should be ad ha-chaza, up until the manubrium, or the breastbone. However, he brings down in the Torah, that the right side, which hangs lower, should go until the genital area, until the brismila area, to show small ala tabur, and the left side should be until the umbilicus, till the belly button. In Dirshut note 48, he points out from the Kaf HaChaim that a lefty also does this. He doesn't switch it around. The right side is longer for a lefty than is the left side. The Mechaber then says, Rochav Ritzuos Shel Yad V'Shel Rosh, the width of these Ritzuos, of both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, could be Ka'orech Se'or L'Pachu, should be at least the size of a barley corn. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Mem Beis says, Hainu B'Kliposa, this is the barley corn with its shell, with its wrapping, peel around it. Which Dirshu note 48 brings down in the Chazon Ish, which is almost 11 millimeters. Rav Chaim Noah is about 10 millimeters. And he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah V'yeshomim the Dai Berochav Me'orechito Pochus Michasora. But if you can't get such wide straps, then you can use a slightly smaller strap, which is the size of a wheat kernel, which is smaller than a kisora. In Dirshu note 50, he points out that it should be larger than the wheat and smaller than the sora, and this will be a slightly smaller amount than what we just said, somewhere in the area of 9 to 10 millimeters. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh l'smoch al zeh. If somebody has very small arm, won't be able to have the right number of wrappings, or they're just not available, this is acceptable. One should be careful, especially in the places where you're winding and tightening the strap in the knot. Shirogil sharitzua niskamtasham, the ritzua tends to get folded up over there. Dirshu note 51 says, if it's able to be unfolded, then it's okay. It's only when it really shrinks because of all the pressure that it becomes a different shear. And therefore, one should be careful to make sure that it's big enough, even if it's squished a little bit. And shenifsekis, or if it's cut off, one should make sure that he still has the right shear there. The Mechaber continues, in Piches Mishir Orech HaRetzuos V'Rochban, if you have less than the ideal length or width of the Retzuos. Imeinu Motzei Acheros, if you don't have any alternative, Minichan, you're allowed to wear those. Kimo Shein, just as they are. Achiim Tzacheros Kishir, until you find ones that are more correct size. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Mem Gimel says, Neshiyesh Machshirim V'yesh Posel Nafim B'Dievet, because there are those that are more makel on a B'Dievet. However, there are those that are machmir. So therefore, Kimuvur B'Veis Yosef Alkein Yichriya Ken. That's why the Mechaber says over here that you should do this only as a B'Dievet. Dirshu note 53 brings down the Chazon Ish, who says, Mashma Mi'ashulchan Aruch She'enu Chayiv L'Troach Harbei Kidei L'Hasig Acheros. You don't have to really trouble yourself to get a slightly larger size Ritzua, if it's a big deal. But that's only, the Chazon Ish says, when you're dealing with something that's not mentioned in the Gemara as the minimal shear. But if it's mentioned in the Gemara as the minimal shear, which is the size of an etz betzreid, as we'll learn in a moment, the size of your middle finger, the ritzua has to be at least the width of the middle finger, so then you do have to trouble yourself and try very hard to make sure you have at least that size. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Dalet says, Ha'achronim maske dim piches mishior och b'shoyad, if you have not an adequate amount of length of a ritzua for the shoyad, which we discussed previously in Sivches, which is that you should wrap it around their arms, and then wrap it seven times around the arm, the forearm, and then three times around the middle finger. If you don't have that shear, he says, Yaniach b'li bracha, you should put them on without a bracha. V'imyesh k'dei livshot ad etz batzreide, but if you have enough, until the middle finger, hakrichos in makvin, those krichos aren't makiv, so you really just need to have enough to wind it around the seven of times around the forearm in order to be able to make the bracha. Ubaorich Ritzur Sharosh, the length of the Ritzur Sharosh, he brings down in the name of the Aratzus Achayim, the Davka Meshchutz Mimashamaki for Rosh Al Kaponim Kashir Shnei Tvachim. Besides the obvious need to have the knot, the Ritzua, and the Kitzitz all connected over here, you have to have at least two Tvachim. Tvach is about 3.5-4 inches, so about 7 to 8 inches of a Ritzua hanging down from the knot. That's the Bidyevit Shir for the Sharosh. If you don't have this, you should still put them on, but don't make a bracha. And in regards to the width, linyan rochav ritzur shel yad v'sharosh, hechmir gam kein, he's also machmir not to make a bracha if it's below the minimal shear, but you should put it on. If you only have the shear of a wheat kernel, then put it on, but without a bracha. Well, the inyan in mahani letik lesakim ritzurs, can you fix the ritzurs if they weren't the right size? He says, look later on in Simlam and Gimel, we'll talk about it there. The Mechaber continues and says, Tfilin Sharosh Tov Liosim Geluyim V'Nirim. One should make sure that the Tfilah Sharosh is visible to all people. Aval Talmud B'fnei Rabbo Ein Derech Eretz Legalus Tfilah B'fonav. However, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, in those days it wasn't proper respect to, they would wear their Tfilin all day, so he would cover up his Tfilin if he was in front of his Rebbe. The Ramah Eretz Hagah U'B'Shal Yad, in regards to the Shal Yad, the meaning is not to necessarily keep it open. Ein LaHakbid, one doesn't have to have a Hakpada, in the name of the Mordechai, he brings down, it doesn't make any difference whether they're open to the world to see or they're covered up. But then the Ramah says, the Ramah says that nowadays when we don't really wear them all day, we only wear them during the davening, during the saying of the Kriyashma and the Shemana Esrei, afilu Talmud l'pnei Rabba yochel legalos af b'sharosh. A Talmud even in front of his Rebbe can have his tefillah sharosh visible, the chein haminok shaloli zor. And this is the commonly accepted custom that we're not careful about not having your tefillin open in, to the public in front of your Rebbe. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Hei says, Pasuk says, "V'ro kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra aleha." This is the Tefillah Sharosh. This is a description of the Tefillah Sharosh. And in Dirshu No 54, it brings down from the Arizal, Shehuva in the Mishnah Berurah later on, or earlier that we'd learned rather in Simen Ches, "Ha'ilachasos es ha'sharosh b'talas." He would bedavka recommend covering up the Tefillah Sharosh with a talis, however, not to cover it up entirely. And the Matzis HaShekel says that you should cover it up and it should look like almost a teepee, like a roof over here, that if you're looking at it from the front, you can see it, but if you're looking at the tefillin from the side, you wouldn't be able to see the Tefillah Sharosh. Mishnah Berurah then brings down a somewhat surprising statement. V'tov shegam hakeshi imagula. He brings down that some say that the knot itself should also be covered, which would mean you could never wear your talis over your head. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol ein noagin kein, in the name of the El Yerabi, says that's not the minug. However, ubidiyevet, afim hoyu mechusim legamri yotze. And even if your head is totally, your Tefillah Sharosh is totally covered up, you are yotze, even though we said it's supposed to be revealed. Ro kom amei ha'aretz. But you are yotze, even if it is fully covered up. In Sivkot and Memvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ein derech eretz shatfilin ein derech kavod." It's not proper to have your tefillin revealed in front of your Rebbe because that's not the right kavod. Dichsiv ro kol amei ha'aretz. The amei ha'aretz should see your tefillin ein derech eretz lahashos atzmo l'rabo, and it makes you look like you're equal to your Rebbe if you show them in front of your Rebbe. Therefore, al ken yichasos on metalis or bekova, the minhag is to keep them covered with either your talis or with some sort of a hat covering. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Mem Zayin says, "Ein lahakbid." Nowadays we're not makbid on this. One should ideally cover up the Tefillah Shoyad, even though the Ramah said we're not makbid to cover it up, but the minhag is to cover it up. You should know 55. He writes, "Mashenogu rabim lechasos haShoyad b'michsei nosaf kidei lahagin al haTefillah shlo yifkemu." Many people put a covering on the Tefillah Shoyad so that the sides should remain perfectly square and not get destroyed. So he brings down the name of Levushi Mordechai in the Pischei Tshuva. Ein lasos kein. One shouldn't do this. And likewise, Aruch HaShulchan says this. It's not pretty. Below Yoel lasos kein. Don't do this. However, many say you can. Shelus Tshuva Zichron Yehuda, the Marim Shik, Shelus Tshuva Noda Basharim, say Mutter Lasos Kain, and in the Halacha Brewery, he also brings this down. And Kain Noaga Chazonish, the Chazonish also did this. Shoyim Arido Kodem Anachas HaTfilin, but he would take it off before he put on the Tefillah Shoyad and put it back on after he did all the windings and wrappings and put on the Tefillah Sharosh, then he would cover it up after he did the rest of the tefillin. Shelus Hatshuva Shevin Alevi Zatzali writes, L'chatchila Yoridenu Kodem Anachas HaTfilin, also says you should take off the box before you put on the tefillin, and then after you put on the Sharosh, you can put it back on. Otherwise, the Halacha Berurah brings down, it may be a question of a Sofek if you'd put the box back on in between putting on the Shoyad and the Sharosh. Finally, Sivkot Memches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Imhem Galuyim, if they are open, Pirush, Shem Nikru Begodav Leslam Ba. If you had a shirt on and the shirt sleeve got ripped, it's no big deal if they then become visible. However, Aval Osul Anichan Al Abegid, but certainly, as we pointed out previously, you can't put the Tefillah Shoyad, or the Tefillah Shorosh, on top of a garment. The Halacha Berurah brings down a number of other things. He brings down the name of the Mekubalim, that one should tuck the Ritzuas of the Shorosh into your Gartul or into a belt. And you should do this only after you've finished all the windings, even around the Etzba Tzrei, even around the middle finger. That should be the last thing you do, is tucking it into your belt. He also brings down that there are those Mekubalim who say that you should cover up the Tefillah Shoyad while you're putting it on. And therefore, he says some cover it up with their talis, and he says, Tov lochush ledivreyim, one should be potentially concerned with this opinion. And finally, when you bring down your sleeve to cover up your tefillin, you have to make sure that you don't bring down the sleeve in between putting on the shoyad and the shorosh. What some people do is they put on the shoyad, then they pull down the sleeve, then they put on the shorosh. That also is a potential hafsik. One point that I would like to make is brought down in the Halacha Berurah. He says that there is a custom that when you make the knot on your tefillin, you should redo it every single morning. And this is based upon a Tosos in Menachos, where the Shitas of Rabbeinu Eliyahu is, Shetzorich Likshor HaTefillin B'chol Yom. However, Tosus himself brings down the das of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that this is not necessary, and then Tosus has a long discussion as to whether it's necessary on the Shoyad, only because of there it says Ukchartem, and there it seems to say that you have to retie the Shoyad each day, whereas maybe the Shorosh you don't, and Tosus ultimately concludes that you do not have to do this, and that is in fact the Halacha Lamaisa. Yochol Hashiro Afilu Lusman Rav, you can leave the knots on your tefillin for their entire lifetime. Ain't Tzarech Lahatir Akesher Shebetfillin Lekosho Mechadosh Mikol Yom. One does not have to redo the knots of the tefillin every single day. This concludes Simon Chav Zayin.